talk a little bit about getting past those receptionists.
There are many more candidates than there are job openings. And often, because it's such a numbers game, there are palace guards and gatekeepers and receptionists and secretaries whose job it is not to let you pass them. So here is the sneakiest way to get directly to Mr. or Ms. Big. Call early in the morning. The hired help may show up by, what, 8:39, maybe 8 o'clock, depending on what the office is, office hours are. Mr. or Ms. Big got to be big because he or she is burning the midnight oil, is up at the crack of dawn, is on the case early. So if you call at 7:45, he or she might be there alone waiting for the palace guards to come in. What you want, ideally, is the direct phone number, and here's the sneaky way to get it. Everybody's got a direct dial number. Suppose the main number at the building is 555-5000. It's 7:45 a.m. Just pick a number. Dial 555-5012. You're trying to get hold of Tom Frederick, and you've just picked the number 12 randomly, but dial 555-5012. Chances are you won't get Tom. But hey, lightning could strike.
That's true.
Randomly, you might have Tom, so make sure you know what you're going to say. But chances are you won't get him. So you dial 555-5012, and somebody picks up and says, Pam Johnson. And you say, ooh, I'm sorry. Somebody must have written this down wrong here. I was trying to get Tom Frederick. What's his direct number?
Yeah.
And if she doesn't read it to you, the next thing you might hear is, hello, Tom Frederick.
It happens.
They might just connect you.
It happens.
These are tactics. Your job-seeking strategy is bigger than that, but it's a process of elimination. You're trying not to be eliminated. So first, we got to get you the interview.